Now on the Pulse.
And this is Repeat.
Useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already December 6th and December 7th, depending on when you're listening to this. And of course, over Thanksgiving was a great holiday to be with family and friends, but a number of us in the Concord Bow Corridor and elsewhere across the state of New Hampshire were without power. So I know that that thrust a monkey wrench into some Thanksgiving plans. But I love the spirit in New Hampshire because as I was popping into the office, having done two road races on Thanksgiving Day, I did the Bow Police race and then the Gobbler race out of Bishop Brady. A number of our employees were using the shower facilities at Northeast Delta Dental and were about to, you know, buy chicken at the supermarket because their ovens weren't working to do their turkey. Everybody in New Hampshire seems to have a great understanding that, you know, we do live in New Hampshire. There are going to be weather issues. Nobody really likes it, of course, you know, when you don't have electricity. But I loved the spirit of, you know, what I saw. And since I mentioned road races, I also want to remark that the arthritis road race, which occurred on Sunday, November 30th, which began and ended at Runlet at the 11th hour. The race started at 10 a.m., but around 7:30, 8 o'clock, we worked with the Concord Police Department in creating a new route. Ended up being a an out-and-back course, and it was tremendous. And I just want to give a huge shout-out to the Concord Police who were there early. We made a decision that the original course, there's a dirt road that it wasn't really passable, so they worked with our coach here at Delta Dental, Tom Walton, to wheel the course, and we created a new 5K course, you know, on the spot. Had over 250 runners, raised a lot of money for the Arthritis Foundation. Good article in the Concord Monitor. So for my running friends, thank you. The next race in the Jingle Bell series in New Hampshire is going to be in Portsmouth, not this weekend, but next weekend. And those of you that are into dressing up as a Santa Claus, you can do John Mortimer Santa Claus Shuffle race. If you're listening to this on December 6th, it's at 3 o'clock, 3:15 actually, in Manchester on December 6th. Last week's show was on a more serious topic, the New Hampshire Food Bank, and 1 in 9 people in New Hampshire basically are food insecure, and many of those are children. Of course, those of you that are familiar with Maslow's hierarchy, if you're worried about where your next meal is coming from, obviously, you're not going to be able to self-actualize and be the best you can be if you're, you know, worrying about, you know, about your next meal. So we had a great show on that point, and of course, particularly during the holiday season, but really all throughout the year, the New Hampshire Food Bank helps and serves the state and many, many food pantries, food kitchens, including the Friendly Kitchen in Concord, rely on the services of the New Hampshire Food Bank. And the week before, I had Dr. Randy Tillman on a number of oral health topics, and that's a nice segue for this weekend, December 6th and 7th. With me is the world-renowned, world-famous Dr. Shannon Mills, who lives right here in Concord, and I'm fortunate enough to be able to call him one of my colleagues. And today, Dr. Mills has joined me on the 6th and 7th of December because he can't get enough of me during the week. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning, Tom.
So, as you know, and Jody Hiddle, our VP of Sales and Marketing, was on about a month ago, we have a brand new program called Health Through Oral Wellness, or the acronym is called HOW. And basically, it's your—and I'm using this in a real positive way—your brainchild, because you've made the point that standard plan designs, you know, two cleanings per year, while that's certainly a great proxy, isn't necessarily, you know, evidence-based dentistry. So let's start there with talking about evidence-based dentistry and how far we've come, and then we'll get right into why you then created the Health Through Oral Wellness program, which will be introduced to all of Northeast Delta Dental Group fully insured business starting with our January renewals.
Well, thank you, Tom. The term evidence-based is thrown around a lot today. You hear it in the media. And maybe it's a good idea to take a look at what that actually means. When we talk about evidence, we're actually talking about the scientific research around healthcare. And that's involving what the best treatments are and the best practices for home care as well. Things like diet, what you should eat, what you shouldn't eat, which, of course, seems to change every day. But it's the scientific basis for what we do in healthcare. But it isn't the whole story, because it also means the science then has to be interpreted, and it has to be interpreted by the dentist and the hygienist at the chairside. And they have to also take into account that the science can't answer every question, because not every question can even be asked, or sometimes it's too hard to get the evidence. So you have to also say, well, what has worked traditionally for me, and balancing those two things. For the consumer, for the patient, it's also about what are the best things that I can personally do. What does the science say about brushing, flossing, about fluoride in water, about fluoride toothpaste, about consuming sugar? What does the science say about those things? And in combination, this all brings into focus an evidence-based model of healthcare delivery and personal healthcare practice.
Great. Two follow-up questions. What's the word on turkey? Because at this time of year, I've been eating a lot of turkey. So can we still eat turkey?
Well, as far as I know, turkey does not cause cavities. So
well, that's
I think
good.
Turkey's safe. Now, the cranberry jelly, that's another
that's
story.
A problem. But we'll talk about that cranberry. But now I've migrated as I get older. This must relate to my swallowing ability. But I've migrated from loving white meat to just sticking with dark meat. So I'm hoping dark meat it will be okay in your research.
Well, I think I hear it's actually more nutritious. So
it looks like it's more caloric too.
Yeah,
but in any event,
it is
now. And I just want you to explain to the listening audience what I was starting to say earlier, that basically, based on your research, it appears that toothpaste companies way back, you know, 50 years ago, whatever, wanted to get people to the dentist. So they kind of put out there in some of their commercials as well as their paper advertisements that two cleanings a year was kind of like a good proxy how many times you should go to the dentist. But and you still believe that's a good benchmark, but it's not evidence-based. Can you just explain that?
Yeah, I think what you see is that the two cleanings a year is probably what you call a central tendency. It's probably a good place to sit if you don't have enough information to make decisions, because you're going to be giving too much care for some people, not enough care for others. But if you're only going to have one choice, it's probably not too unreasonable, given the fact that it isn't evidence-based at all. It was based, as you said, on Pepsodent advertising on the radio for a very popular radio show in the late 1920s and 30s. And I've actually tracked down the advertising for it.
So it was based on a radio show in the right. 40s. I hope you weren't listening at that point.
Not quite at my time. I did watch that, did see that show, though, later on when it was on TV.
That's good.
But it's, you know, the idea was, that this seemed to be a reasonable thing to do. But again, it was just kind of made up. Sometimes it wasn't a bad guess.
And to this day, and this will be my segue to my next question, and to this day, most dental plans, not all, because we actually have some plans that cover up to four cleanings, but in any event, to this day, most standard dental plans by most insurance companies do have the two cleanings per year. So now, your health or wellness program, why do you believe this will be an industry-leading transformation? And tell us what health or oral wellness or how really means.
Okay. Well, part of it comes from my experience. As I think many of our listeners know, I spent a good deal of my career as an Air Force dental officer. And in the Air Force, we didn't have dental insurance. We provided the care people needed. And for most of our military personnel, we would see them once a year, but more often when they needed it without consideration of the dental issues.
Did you ever pull a tooth while you were flying?
Never did.
Okay,
I missed that experience.
Okay, well, go ahead. Back to how, sorry. Back
right.
to health or wellness.
So then I had a later experience in fee-for-service dentistry, and I realized the frustrations I felt when the coverage wasn't always there for care that I knew people needed. Now, it was part of the contract. It's written into it. If you need more, then you pay for it. But what happens when you do that is many times patients will choose not to accept that care. They don't want to pay the money, or they just feel like, well, this will be good enough. So took that frustration, and also some of my the more I began to learn about preventive dentistry and about the kinds of therapies we now had available to us, it became increasingly evident, and I think the science is very strong, that things like having the right number of cleanings, having getting topical fluoride to stop tooth decay, using sealants to stop tooth decay, that many of these things were working. And we needed to figure out a way to optimize their utilization for everybody who was covered by the insurance plan.
Okay, so my next question is, and I want you to, before the commercial break, we have about a minute. If you're a participating dentist, how can I participate in health, world, and wellness? And then after the commercial break, we'll talk about if you are a purchaser or a user or a subscriber of our dental insurance.
Okay. Well, I hope there's some dentists listening, but
they always do because they contact me the following week if I ever say anything incorrect.
Well, I think we've been in touch with a whole lot of you out there, but what we're offering is an opportunity to use an electronic, digital, in-cloud oral health risk assessment tool. Now, risk assessment is very popular today. It's being promoted by all the professional organizations. And we base this is a scientifically based product. We're making it free to all the dentists who see Northeast Delta Dental patients. And in our area, that's probably most dentists. And using that, they can do a individual risk assessment on a member. And based on the level of risk assessment, they either get the standard benefit, the two cleanings a year, and a fluoride based on the age limitations and so forth. But if they have higher risk, moderates, that is that they're more likely to develop cavities or to develop gum disease, then it sets a package of benefits that are...
Where their Delta Dental subscriber might be able to get an additional benefit.
Exactly right.
Okay. Well, we'll return after commercial break with Dr. Shannon Mills, and we'll cover more of this interesting information. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio on this December 6th and 7th. And with me this weekend is Dr. Shannon Mills, who can't just get enough of me during the week in the office. And Dr. Mills has worked for us for closing in on 10 years and has been a great resident of Concord. And we're lucky to have him in New Hampshire. Just for the listening audience benefit, just a quick update. The healthcare.gov, the so-called New Hampshire Public Exchange, going well from an oral health perspective. Well over 1,000 families have purchased individual dental coverage through healthcare.gov, and well over 5,000 on our private exchange, deltadentalcoversme.com. So I'm putting aside the politics of the Affordable Care Act and whether it ever actually will reduce cost of healthcare in the country, but from a oral health perspective, it definitely has increased the number of individuals who now see the dentist because they have dental insurance. Because, as Shannon knows, if you have dental insurance, particularly if you've purchased it as an individual, so you know you have the coverage and you want to use it because you're paying for it, 90% of that population goes to the dentist. If you don't have dental coverage, only about 30% of that population goes to the dentist. Some of the strategies of how we embarked on getting on the exchange is in my book, co-author with Dave Cowens, called There Are No Do-Overs. You can get that at Gibson's or on Amazon.com. And for my running friends, the next Jingle Bell Run for arthritis is in Portsmouth in 2 weeks. So hope to see you there. So back to Dr. Mill. So we were finishing up on how a dentist can participate in health, oral, and wellness. So you have made it fairly facile for a dentist to get on. Does it mean, though, that they have to change their practice modality? And by that I mean if, in fact, they're going to have to use some of the new tools, MyDentalScore.com and other things, do they need to spend some more time with the patient? And then they determine, well, you do, in fact, need, the third cleaning, or you do need counseling on, not to smoke or to eat right. And does that take more time? And then they do get the additional benefit. So what's your answer to that?
Well, it just takes a few minutes to enter the information that's required for the risk assessment, which has a computerized algorithm that calculates risk. So the information that the dentists are putting into it is stuff that they're already collecting. What it does is it standardizes it and it allows it. Here's the most important part. It allows them to automatically generate the benefit package for that patient that's tied back to the evidence-based recommendations for treating the disease in question, whether it's tooth decay or gum disease. So they're matched. So they're all of these evidence-based guidelines are based on risk assessment. So this allows the dentist to do this in an automated way. So again, you'd say, well, taking the human out of the loop. Well, what that does is that makes it possible to do this in a cost-effective way. And clearly, when we have differences of opinion, we'll talk person to person.
Okay, so now we've addressed the dentist side of the equation. So now, if I'm a participating member, I have a Delta Dental identification card, I have Delta Dental insurance. How do I participate in health, world, and wellness? And please also expound on, you know, let's say my particular employer, for whatever reason, is not part of the HAR program because they've opted out. Can I still participate?
Yeah, everybody who's a Delta Dental subscriber or member has access to the HAL program. Not everybody has access at present to the evidence-based enhanced benefits, but nevertheless, you can, by registering, which you can do on our website at anydelta.com, or perhaps more easily at our new wellness website called, and I'll say it slowly, Health Through, THRUGH, oralwellness.com, healththroughoralwellness.com. And you can easily register for the program. When you do that, you can ask us to send you information about that's matched to your individual needs. Because once you've taken a risk assessment, or if you know what you want to hear about, that's what we'll provide you for. You have the option to do this. It's optional. And we'll contact you either by text or by email. Well, what are we going to send you? We're going to send you the newest information about preventing tooth decay and gum disease and oral cancer. We're going to send you news updates when they occur. We're going to send you reminders, basically to change your toothbrush or to call your dentist to make an appointment. And we'll also be occasionally sending special offers of one kind or another for oral healthcare related products. But we want to engage rather than simply send out, you know, passive information. We want to get people engaged and excited about oral health.
So that's a lead into my next question, which is if I'm out there and I'm saying, you know, I go to my dentist twice a year, you know, I brush and floss religiously, like, why do I need this extra step of a self-risk assessment?
Well, because a lot of people may not be aware, in fact, of their risk for future oral disease, because not everybody at any given time in their life they may all have the same diagnosis, they may at the same level of disease, but as the future goes forward, people are going to have different outcomes. So a person that has just gingivitis today, who's 35 years old, well, when they're 45 years old, some of them are still just going to have gingivitis, but some of them are going to start to have early periodontal disease. The risk assessment helps identify risk factors that make it more likely that you're going to be in that category, because for those people, early intervention can make a huge difference. Knowing your risk is critical to making that happen, because once it's happened, it's hard to put that genie back in the bottle.
So you use the term, I like what you said, the future goes forward as opposed to back to the future. We can't return
right.
to, you know,
exactly.
once one of our teeth are drilled and there's a filling in there, we're stuck with that. So, okay, so how do I know if I'm going to get the extra benefits when I register for housing? So in other words, I understand the importance of the health risk assessment and also doing mydentalscore.com from an educational perspective. But let's say if my employer is one of the employers, let's say, well, I don't want to use lingo on the radio, but a self-insured or administrative services only group may opt out of this. So if I don't get that extra benefit, there's still benefit in doing the self-assessment through education and things like that. But the additional cleaning, for example, may not be added to my plan.
Right. Let's start. We've talked before about mydentalscore.com, which you can access either, again, on the anydelta.com website or the healththroughoralwellness.com website. This is an educational tool only, and you're the only one that sees that information. That's information the computer generates the score and shares it with you. That's designed to help you understand your own personal risk and take steps. Among those steps, I think are critically important, is to talk about what your risk assessment showed when you see your dentist. Now, in order to get the additional benefits that may be allowed based on risk, you must do two things. You must register for the Health Through Oral Wellness program on our website, number one, And number two, the dentist must complete a risk assessment in the office for you. Now, those two things have to happen. So remember, mydentalscore.com, educational, designed to help you understand your risk. The dentist visit, though, is critical, and you must do that to get enhanced benefits. By the way, not everybody's eligible. And in fact, if you're well, you should take, be pretty happy that you don't need extra care. But that said, this is a design to get people the care they need and to encourage people to go to the dentist as often as they need to. We still have a lot of people who have benefits, full coverage, who aren't using them. And then part of our program is to try to use these tools to get people to recognize risk and take steps to make things better.
Yeah, you and I always find that data amazing. Even when the employer is fully paying the premium, that you still may only have between 70 and 85% of that population or using it. And as I mentioned earlier, though, when an individual actually with his or her own checkbook purchases dental insurance, it tends to be a higher percentage of that population going, because you've written a check or whatever, gone online to purchase a dental insurance, so the value of it. So let me just make this final point, though, and then I'll ask a few other questions before we close for this weekend. So it does seem that even if my employer does not adopt the special HOW plan, there is still a reason to register, because you're still going to get that educational information.
Well, the fact that you don't have enhanced benefit coverage or not doesn't change your individual risk or your need for the type of care that's indicated for the condition you have. So, even if you don't have the coverage for it now, it's really important that you understand your risk and status, your current status and your future risk, and that you seek the care that's appropriate for that that. And in some cases, it'll be fully covered, we hope, but in other cases, you may have to pay for it. But if it's going to keep you well, I think it's well worth doing and taking those steps to do it. Eventually, we'll hope that all of our groups do adopt the plan. And when we do, that'll make it a little easier for people.
And if you're an individual and you've purchased it through the private exchange, which I referenced, deltadentalcoversme.com, or if you've successfully navigated healthcare.gov, those individual plans are not eligible for the enhanced benefits. But again, you'll get the additional information and special offers, correct?
That's right, Tom.
Excellent. Okay, so let's. We have about a minute and a half, and I'm going to have you on again. So I want to cover my favorite New Year's resolutions for better oral health. So I'm going to select my favorite three in the remaining time, and then we'll cover the rest later. So my first favorite is, if you have gum disease, share that information with your physician. Why is that, Shannon?
Well, that's because gum disease is associated with medical conditions like diabetes, heart disease, and stroke, none of which are trivial things. And if you have gum disease, you may be at greater risk for those conditions.
Okay. My next favorite one, take your infant or toddler to see the dentist. When I was growing up, we were told, don't go until you're age 4. That's no longer true. Why?
Absolutely not, because we can take steps early on to make sure kids don't develop what's called early childhood caries, or used to be called baby bottle syndrome. By the way, Americans are getting better about this, because that's actually a declining condition. Just came out in the news last week.
And I credit you as well that you've been able to get our physicians and dentists to communicate better. So thank you. Okay, we've got about 10 seconds. Here's the big one. Change your toothbrush. Why?
Well, because they wear out just like anything else.
Perfect.
And a new toothbrush will clean better than one that's old and maybe friendly, but it's past its prime.
All right, Dr. Mills, I'm having you back so we can do the other 7 of the resolutions. Tom Raffio will return for Northeast Delta Dental next weekend.